right, welcome everyone to the Speak Truth podcast, where we seek to speak biblical truth in our current issues of our day. And today, this podcast is dedicated. I'm going to dedicate this time to speak to the tragic event that just recently happened in Nashville. I'm talking about the school shooting. And I will just say that my heart goes out to those who are hurting. My heart goes out to the families, the friends, those in that community. And I just want them to know, and I just want all of us to be praying for them. I have been praying for them and will continue to do so. It's a tragic thing that happened. It was evil, pure evil. And I hate that it happened. I want to start off this podcast just by reading the names of the people who were killed and then having prayer. Evelyn, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but I think it's Dacos. She was 9 years old. William Kinney, 9 years old. Haley Scruggs, who was the daughter of the pastor, 9 years old. Michael Hill was the janitor there. He was also killed. Cynthia Peake, a substitute teacher, she too was murdered. Catherine Kuntz, who was the head of the school, she too was murdered. And so let's just take some time to pray for the friends and the family members of these that were tragically murdered by an evil person. Heavenly Father, we just pray for the families and the friends of these who were directly impacted. And Lord, I can't imagine what they must be feeling. It's something that I've never experienced personally. I've heard about it. I've read about it. I know about it. But Lord, my heart goes out to them. And I pray for your peace to comfort their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Draw them close to yourself, Lord. And Lord, may they see the light of Christ in the midst of this darkness. And we take great comfort in knowing that one day Christ is going to make all things new. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in Christ. And we know that darkness will ultimately be vanquished from the face of the earth. It's temporary. But holiness and righteousness is forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I would like to read a passage of Scripture that I believe speaks to this issue. In Psalms 11, verse 1, starting in verse 1, I'm going to read the whole psalm. Listen to these words. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to a mountain? For behold, the wicked bend their bow. Notice this, God calls the wicked. He says, for the wicked bend their bow. They have fitted their arrow to a string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. God says it's a wicked person who kills the innocent. It's a wicked person who lifts up his weapon in order to do evil. That person is wicked. I would say to you that this shooter was wicked in the eyes of God. I know that this person was transgender. It was a male trying to live as a female. And so I don't acknowledge the shooter being a she. God created the person to be a he. And so I'm going to speak to him about that person using the pronoun he. He was a wicked individual who chose to raise up arms in violence in order to murder innocent children and adults. What does God say? Go on to say. He says that the foundations are destroyed. What can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. Listen to this. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. And the upright shall behold his face. I'll come back to that verse here in a moment, but I've written this out because I want to say it precise. I would say that the school shooting is the clear result of demonic ideology that is targeting and seeking to kill Christians. Of course, this is nothing new. Satan tried to kill the seed of the woman, and he was unsuccessful. So his target is now the church, the bride of Christ. Why did this happen? Well, on a surface level, it was because a trans activist denied the one true God, resulting in resentment of the Christian faith. I want to be clear that this was not the result of mental illness. And we have to stop attributing everything to mental illness. Does mental illness exist? Yes, I have no doubt. But this was not the result of mental illness. School shootings are not the result of mental illness. School shootings are the result of evil. Evil. Demonic ideology and activity. When a person resists the God of the Bible, they submit to the spirit of this age, which is God-hating. Demonic activity hates everything God stands for. And they also hate the people who follow God. Their minds are darkened to the light of God's truth. And when you resist truth long enough, you will give action to your depraved thoughts. And that's what we see here. We see an individual who had given himself over to depraved thoughts and ultimately manifested itself in demonic activity. That's what this is. Let's be clear. The victims in this case are these people that this trans activist murdered. They are the victims. Their families are the victims. Our society as a whole is a victim of this evil act. But this individual who did the shooting was not the victim. He was evil and wicked in the eyes of God. I want to be very careful what I'm about to say. The shooter submitted to evil. The shooter submitted to darkness. The shooter submitted to the desires of his own repulsive flesh. He is in hell now, where the full cup of God's righteous indignation is being poured out against him. Currently, he is begging for mercy, but he will receive none. This is his state for all of eternity, because he has rejected God and chose wickedness. And what does the scripture say? That the Lord hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. What is God's judgment towards the wicked? Verse 6. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Let fire and sulfur and scorching wind be the portion of their cup. Those are metaphors for the wrath of God being poured out against the wicked. I take no pleasure in the fact of knowing that this person is in hell, enduring the wrath of God. I would have taken more pleasure if this individual would have submitted to God and turned to God and trusted in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and to be transformed into a new creation. But instead, this individual chose to suppress the truth of God's general revelation, failed to seek God through his special revelation, through his word, suppressed the truth, which produced darkness. He gave over to his own foolish, selfish inclinations, and as a result, chose wickedness over righteousness. And God hates it. And what's the consequence of that according to the word of God? Eternal wrath, eternal damnation. I want to speak truth because I want people to know that there is hope when you turn to Christ. He can change your life. He can change your heart. He can save your soul. You can find joy and peace and hope in Christ. And the hope of this world is the truth of the gospel. Jesus is the answer. Now, this passage goes on to say, "For the Lord is righteous, and he loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face." So we talked about, just briefly, about the eternal state of the shooter. But what about those that he killed, he murdered? Well, the Bible says that the upright shall behold his face. Those who trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, at the time of their death, they are immediately ushered into the presence of God. Now, those who we named through Christ are experiencing perfect rest, joy, and peace. No more tears for them to cry. No more sorrow for them to bear. No more fear of what the world can bring. Just perfect, eternal rest, peace, and existence in the bosom of Christ who loves them so. I watched the video of the officers entering the building that day. God was with them. God guided them around every corner. He granted them courage and accuracy with their shots. I'm sure that they don't see themselves as heroes, just doing their job. But I want them to know that we do. As they were entering the building, you could hear one of the officers say, "Keep pushing. Keep pushing." They weren't hiding behind corners. They weren't outside the building. They were pushing into the building. And when I heard that video and that officer said, "Keep pushing," those two words just struck deep into my soul. Knowing that there were lives at risk, knowing that their lives were at risk, what was their response? Keep pushing. They pushed around every corner, up every stairwell, unsure of what was waiting for them around the next corner. But they pushed straight into the face of evil, and they stopped it. God only knows how many more lives would have been lost if the officers didn't keep pushing. I believe that those two words will never leave my heart. Keep pushing. The reality is that we face evil every day in this country and around the world. Darkness is pervasive, it's deceptive, it's destructive, it's demented. What's the answer? Is that those of us who know Christ, the church, we keep pushing. We must push in our prayers, we must push in our gospel proclamation, we must push in our reliance upon God, we must push in personal holiness, we must push against evil every day until Christ makes all things new. Again, I just want the families to know, and I want all of us to be praying for them. I also want those officers to know how much we appreciate them and the fact that they kept pushing into the face of evil. And I want to remind my audience that, remember, this psalm says that if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Remember, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. The Lord is sovereign. He's on His throne. One day He's coming again, and He'll make all things new. Until we meet again, serve the King.